Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thus, the Lord brought the desired tree of devotional service to this earth and became its gardener. He sowed the seed and sprinkled upon it the water of His will. Purport. In many places, devotional service has been compared to a creeper. One has to sow the seeds, the seed of the devotional creeper, Bhakti Lata, within the heart. As he regularly hears and chants, the seed will fructify and gradually grow into a mature plant and then produce the fruit of devotional service, namely love of Godhead, which the gardener Malakar can then enjoy without impediments. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. So this is a very important chapter of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is titled The Tree of Devotional Service. We'd like to thank you all for coming this morning for this Sunday Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Particularly, I'd like to welcome His Holiness Radha Raman Swami Maharaj, who has come from the holy land of Vrindavan to be with us for a few days. And hopefully we will hear from him tomorrow day, one of these days. Or more, perhaps. In the verses preceding this section of verses that we read today, we have heard Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami soliciting the blessings and the mercy of the Lord and His devotees. And then he begins to describe the tree of devotional service, a very important concept for us to understand. And Kaviraj Goswami begins by taking shelter of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yastam Chaitanyam Ashraye. So that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu I take shelter of. Which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That Mahaprabhu who has become a Malakar. A Malakar means a gardener. He has swayam, personally become that gardener. And also, he has become the tree. What kind of tree has he become? Taruhu. Taru means the tree. Krishna Prema Amara. Amara means eternal. Krishna Prem is love of Godhead. So he has himself become the tree of the love of Godhead. He has become the tree as well as the gardener. Data bhokta tat phalanam. Data means that he is the giver of that tree. He is also the bhoktav, the enjoyer of what? Tatphalanam, of the fruits of that tree of love of Godhead. So he's multitasking. Mahaprabhu is doing many roles. He has become the tree of devotional service. He is the giver of that tree. He is the enjoyer of the fruits of that tree. And he is also the gardener who tends to the growth of that tree. And then Mahaprabhu thinks, Ami Vishvambhara Namadhari. So I have got the name Vishvambhara. Vishvambhara means one who maintains the entire universe. Namasarthaka Kori. Namasarthaka Hoy. And my name Vishvambhara will be fulfilled if I fill the entire universe with prema, Krishna prema, with love for myself. Otherwise, what is the use of my having the name Vishvambhara, one who maintains the universe? In other words, maintaining the universe, according to Krishna, is that he should fill the universe with love of Godhead. In other words, unless one maintains the soul, maintaining the body is of no use. It is futile. There are many living entities. Every living entity in the universe is maintaining its body. But real maintenance means to maintain the soul, which means to infuse the soul or the consciousness with love of Godhead, Krishna prema. That is real maintenance. Otherwise, it is of no value. Thinking in this way, Navadvipe Arambhila Phalodhyana Karma. Ato Chinta Laila Prabhu Malakara Dharma. So he accepted the dharma or the vocation of a gardener, the business of a gardener. And then Krishna became a gardener. He went to Navadvip and he started a beautiful fruit garden there in Navadvip. Then Sri Chaitanya Malakara Prithivite Ani Bhakti Kalpataru Ropila Sinchi Icha Pani. So when the Lord descended from the spiritual world into the material world on the earth planet, he brought this Bhakti Kalpataru with him, this desire tree of devotional service. And then he became his gardener. He sowed the seed and then sprinkled water upon it, the water of his will. The word Kalpataru indicates desire tree. What is a desire tree? A desire tree is a tree that fulfills all your desires. Whatever desire you want is fulfilled by this tree. What a wonderful tree to have. We might think, if only we had a desire tree around everywhere, we could have just gone and asked it anything and all our desires would have been fulfilled. But a material desire tree is very dangerous. A spiritual desire tree is wonderful. One time Srila Prabhupada told a story of this man who was traveling somewhere and he came to the edge of the forest. He was traveling and he was very tired and he decided to rest for the night. And he found a tree that looked quite suitable for the purpose. So he settled down under the tree. But he was hungry. So he started thinking, it would be so nice if I had a good feast of food or prasadam in front of me. I would have been able to satisfy my hunger. And lo and behold, a wonderful feast appeared. Even as he thought about it, immediately the feast came up. So many wonderful preparations. And he enjoyed the meal thoroughly. And then decided, oh yes, what a wonderful meal. I wonder how it came though. It came by itself. And then he thought, yes, now I'm very tired. If I had just a nice bed, that would have been so nice. Because now there are thorns here and they prick my body as I lie down to sleep. And lo and behold, even as he thought about the bed, a beautiful bed appeared there from nowhere, out of the blue. And then he said, well, that's nice. So he sat down on the bed and lay down and was thinking, oh, so beautiful. And then as he looked around in the darkness of the night and there were trees all around, it was a forest, and then a thought came to his mind. He became a little afraid. Oh, what if a tiger were to come here and eat me up? And lo and behold, what happened? A tiger came and ate him up. So there he was under a desire tree, a material desire tree. So we can see being under a material desire tree can be very dangerous. So even when we come to Krishna and pray for the fulfillment of certain material desires, it's dangerous because Krishna might just fulfill it. And then that will not be very good for our spiritual life. So material desire trees are risky, not good for us. But spiritual desire trees, and specifically the desire tree of bhakti, bhakti kalpataru, that is excellent. That is something that we want. So Mahaprabhu has brought this bhakti kalpataru from the spiritual world, from Goloka Vrindavan here. In any case, everything here in this country is imported, right? You go to Tesco, the fruits are imported, the vegetables are imported, the grains are imported. Everything is imported. So why not devotional service too? In India also, people love imported things. If something has a stamp saying it's imported, oh really, how much? I'm willing to pay a higher price for it. And this thing has been imported not from South America or the Middle East or anywhere else, from Mediterranean or something. It has been imported straight from Goloka Vrindavan, from the spiritual world. Golokira Premadhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. So this is the precious treasure of Goloka Vrindavan. This has been imported here into the material world on the earth planet. And it's available for every one of us. And Krishna has himself taken on the task of opening up in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course. He has opened up so many supermarkets to distribute the fruits of this tree. And he has his generals and distribution agents. And Srila Prabhupada was his chief senapati, or the commander, or the main distribution agent, who went all over the world and planted the seeds of this tree in every country. Mahaprabhu wanted it in every town and village. Prithibite ache jata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mor naam. So he had made a prophecy that in every city, town and village, my names will resound. So Srila Prabhupada fulfilled Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prophecy and became a gardener. So Krishna consciousness is all about becoming a gardener. So gardening is a very important skill for devotees. We have to understand this skill and try to practice it in our lives. Even physically, learning how to sow a seed and tend a plant and then get the flowers and offer them to Krishna, even literally, is a very important skill and a branch of knowledge for devotees. Imagine, what would Krishna consciousness be without flowers? Can you imagine? No flower garlands for the deities. You cannot offer flowers to the deities even. If you look at devotional history, even if you look at Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, it's all about flowers and things like that. The gopis are stringing garlands of flowers, they're plucking flowers. There's so many wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan with flowers. Yes, Maharaj? Maharaj is very, very well versed in all so many pastimes in Vrindavan. He has been living there for decades. So there are so many beautiful pastimes of Krishna and his associates, the gopis and others, with flowers. So even from material terms, it is very a useful skill to know for devotees. Actually, in the Bhagavad Gita 11.55, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Devotees must try to cultivate the skill of being a gardener. They must grow flowers and bring them to Krishna and offer them to Krishna. Here you're fortunate to have houses where practically every home can have a little garden. You have a courtyard, a small garden. Even if you're living in an apartment, you can have a few flower pots. And then you grow some flowers. And then you bring those flowers to offer to Radha Gokulananda. Whenever you come here, because that is the etiquette, one should not come empty-handed to the Lord. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upaharitam ashnami prayatatmanaha. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that even if you offer to me a fruit, a leaf, a flower or water with love, I will accept it. So this is what bhakti or Krishna consciousness is all about. Krishna doesn't need our gold and our jewelry and our silver and diamonds, and of course if you have that you should offer. But even if you don't have it, it doesn't matter. Just bring a flower, one flower. I'm sure all of you have tulsi in your house. If you don't have flowers, bring a tulsi leaf and offer to Krishna. Bring something. Don't come empty-handed to Krishna. And somehow, if you're not able to bring anything physically with you, bring your devotion with you in your heart. And come and offer that to Krishna when you take darshan. So, gardening is also something that we have to cultivate in a figurative sense, in a metaphorical sense. And here, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing the skill of a gardener that we have to learn. It's a beautiful metaphor. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that in many places, devotional service has been compared to a creeper. One has to sow the seed of the devotional creeper bhakti lata within his heart. As he regularly hears and chants, the seed will fructify and gradually grow into a mature plant and then produce the fruit of devotional service, namely love of Godhead, which the gardener Malakar can then enjoy without impediments. Now this purport, just 5 or 6 lines, actually summarizes a particular section in the 19th chapter of the Madhya Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches Rupa Goswami some very good lessons. In the community of devotees, it is known as Rupa Shiksha. And just as Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sanatan Goswami is called Sanatan Shiksha, that's a long section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The teachings to Rupa Goswami, the Rupa Shiksha, are found in the 19th chapter of the Madhya Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And one section of these teachings is about this Bhakti Lata, the devotional creeper. So whatever Mahaprabhu explains to Rupa Goswami about this Bhakti Lata has been summarized here in this purport that we are reading today by Srila Prabhupada. So what better can I do than to just summarize or to explain the idea of the Bhakti Lata and Rupa Goswami, the teachings of Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. It is a very important section for devotees to know because it's a metaphorical example that has many instructions, the many concepts for us to understand. And it begins with a very famous verse, Brahmanda Bhramite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Mahaprabhu says to Rupa Goswami that after wandering through many species and many planets, some fortunate jiva, kono bhagyavan jiv, gets the bhakti lata bij. Lata means a creeper and bij means the seed. So some fortunate jiva, soul somewhere, gets the seed of devotion, the seed of the devotional creeper. How does he get it? Guru Krishna Prasade. Prasad means mercy. by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada gives a very instructive purport. Actually, I would invite or urge all the devotees to please read this section in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Teachings to Rupa Goswami. Even if you don't want to read the entire section, at least read the section of the Bhakti Lata. Text 151, for it stretches to about 15 or 16 verses. At least read this section if you can today. That will be wonderful. There is a saying in Sanskrit, a proverb, Shubhasya Shigram. When there's something nice to be done, why delay it? So might as well do it today. So, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that we should receive this Bhakti Lata very, very carefully. The beach, the seed. Prabhupada's purport, he explains that it is the duty of such a fortunate jiva to receive the seed and carefully place it within his heart. It is a very fortunate process because not everybody can receive the Bhakti Lata Bij. How does that fortune come? That fortune comes about by a process of many, many lifetimes of performing devotional service unknowingly. Agyata Sukriti. So when we go out into the streets, for example, chanting the holy names, or we distribute books, there are many people who may come in contact with devotees, or with the holy name, or with Krishna Prasadam, and so on. They don't know the significance or the value of these things. But nevertheless, they hear it, or they eat it, or receive it in some way. So this is called Agnata Sukriti. Unknowingly acquired devotional credits. And then it goes on over many, many lifetimes. And when the accumulation of such credit capital, this is the real credit capital, then one lifetime, in one particular lifetime, that person becomes fortunate enough to receive the association of devotees. Now all of us here sitting in this temple are fortunate enough. We are those Bhagyavan Jivas because we have got the association of devotees. We have come in contact with the process of devotional service. That means we must have been accumulating these devotional credits for we don't know how many lifetimes. Millions of lifetimes. So such an enormous fortune for us. So we should take it very, very seriously. And what is that good fortune? That good fortune is that Krishna recognizes that we are ready. We have the desire in our heart now to know Krishna. So Krishna makes an arrangement for the jiva to come in contact with the devotees and specifically with the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada says. So by the mercy of Krishna, one comes in contact with the devotees and the spiritual master. And then, the spiritual master's mercy is that he engages the devotee in devotional service, in the service of Krishna. So by the mercy of Krishna, one gets the devotees and the spiritual master, and by the mercy of the spiritual master and the devotees, one gets Krishna. This is the process. This is how it works. A very simple process. And then Mahaprabhu says, Malihana kare se bija aropana, shravana kirtana jale kare se chana. Malihana kare se bija aropana. So then it is the duty of that devotee who has received that bhakti lata bij, that seed of devotional service, to carefully sow that seed in his heart. He has to make sure that the seed is sown in fertile soil. Now, all of us know that a seed needs many things to grow. The seed itself must be potent. if you boil a seed or roast a seed, and then you try to plant it in the soil, even if the soil is very fertile, nothing's going to come out, because the seed has lost its fertility, its power to produce anything, its potency. But the seed here is very potent. It's the seed of Krishna consciousness that has come by the mercy of Krishna through the association of devotees. It's a very potent seed. However, if the seed is very potent, but the soil is not fertile, then also the seed will not be able to grow into a plant. For example, if you sow the seed on the sea beach in the sand, or you throw it on some rocks, will the seed grow into a plant? It won't. But if you plant it carefully in soil that is fertile, then it will start growing. But still, it needs tending. You don't just sow a seed and forget about it. You have to tend the plant. So Mahaprabhu says, Shravana Kirtana Jale Koroye Sechana. Just as we have to water a seed carefully, regularly, similarly, the seed of devotional service that we have planted within our heart has to be watered. The fertile soil of the heart means that the heart has to be receptive. We have to be eager to receive that Bhakti Lata Beej. If we are not receptive, then it's like planting the seed in soil that is not fertile. But when we are faithful, receptive, positive, eager, and then we water that Bhakti Lata Beej with the hearing and chanting process, Shravana Kirtana, hearing about Krishna, then it will grow further. Srila Prabhupada, in this excellent purport to this verse, explains what this Bhakti Lata Beej actually is. The methods, rules and regulations of devotional service constitute the Bhakti Lata Beej. Such a simple explanation. I'm sure we've all heard about the concept of the seed of devotional service. But here is such a simple, succinct explanation of what that seed is. The methods, rules and regulations of devotional service constitute the seed of devotional service. Prabhupada is so eloquent. Eloquence means that you express something completely but in a very brief manner. What is that phrase, that eloquence is the brevity of wit or something like that? What is it? Brevity, what's that proverb about eloquence and brevity in English? Anyone knows? Smarhari Prabhu. Brevity. So eloquence means that you are very brief and witty. So Srila Prabhupada has condensed everything so succinctly in these little sentences, which are like sutras. And each sentence is something to think about. And then he says that every plan or every activity, a device, etc., needs some contemplation, needs a plan. So that contemplation of plan is a seed of that activity or that device. For example, now, you want to do something. You want to go somewhere to do something. So first of all, there is a plan in your mind. I want to go in such and such a place, and I will go there by this route. I will take my car. But first of all, I have to get the car repaired, and I will do this, and I will do that. You have the plan worked out in your mind. So that is a seed. So similarly for devotional service also, there is a seed. Nothing happens without a seed. So when we follow the instructions that are given in the scriptures through the association of devotees and specifically through the spiritual master, then that seed is properly received in the heart. Srila Prabhupada also mentions in that purport that it is at the time of initiation that the seed is formally transferred from the spiritual master to the disciple. When the spiritual master says, okay, henceforth you will take a vow to follow these regulative principles, you will chant at least 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra every day, and so on. Of course, prior to the process of formal initiation is the shiksha, or the instruction. So more important than the formality of the external ritual of the initiation is the acceptance of the shiksha, or the instructions. Without the shiksha, the diksha becomes meaningless. If one just gets formally initiated but doesn't follow any rules and regulations, then what is the use of such initiation? So if one is following the instructions, that is actually the acceptance of the seed of devotional service. And the primary instruction is that we have to hear and chant about Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says that the repetition of the instructions of the spiritual master constitutes Shravan Kirtan, hearing and chanting. So we are told by the spiritual master, you should chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day, at least minimum 16 rounds. You should hear and chant the Srimad Bhagavatam. You should read Bhagavad Gita, and so on. So these instructions are to be followed by the disciple. And when the disciple follows these instructions, then he or she is watering the seed of devotional service. I'm explaining this in brief because of time constraints, of course. And I would really urge you to read this section, because it is so important for all of us. And every line of these verses and purports is very beautiful. Upajiya bade lata brahmanda bhedi jai, biraja brahma loka bhedi paravyoma pai. Upajiya bade lata brahmanda bhedi jai. And as the disciple faithfully waters that bhakti lata beej with the water of Shravana Kirtan, hearing and chanting, then the creeper luxuriantly grows. And it grows very quickly. And not only does it penetrate the atmosphere of the earth, but it crosses that atmosphere, crosses the higher planets of the universe, goes beyond Brahma's abode, penetrates the coverings of the universe, enters into the Brahma Jyoti, and comes into the Viraja, the causal ocean, beyond this material world. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport the meaning of the term Viraja, the causal ocean, sometimes also said to be a river, between the material world and the spiritual world. The word, the prefix vi, comes from Vigata. Vigata means that which is without, devoid of. And Rajas refers here to the influence of the material world. So Vigata Rajas, so you get V from that and Rajas, so Viraja, because feminine, so Viraja. So that means that place where there is no longer any influence of the material world. But we haven't yet positively got the real influence of the spiritual world either. So in the Viraja, there is no birth, death, old age, disease. There is no influence of the three modes of material nature. But there is no Krishna Prem yet. So the positive aspect of the spiritual world we haven't received yet. So Mahaprabhu mentions here that this Bhakti Lata grows and crosses the coverings of the universe. Viraja Brahma Loka Bhedi Paravyoma Pai. And it crosses the Viraja, crosses all the Vaikuntha planets and reaches the Goloka Vrindavana planet. Tope jaye tadupari Goloka Vrindavana Krishna Charana Kalpa Vrikshe Kari Arohana. Having crossed all the Vaikuntha planets, just look at this wonderful picture here, this painting. And where you see Mahavishnu at the bottom right hand corner is our material world. So, sitting here in London, when you water your devotional creeper, that devotional creeper invisibly and miraculously, inconceivably grows from your heart. And it grows out. Of course, we can't see it. And it's invisible. It's not like any material plant that grows out. Just to share a little joke, when I was a little boy, I swallowed a seed one time, and my elder sister would always threaten me that, look, now you'll have a plant coming out of your mouth. And I used to be terrified, and every morning I would open my mouth in the mirror and see whether there was a plant coming out. So anyway, we needn't fear this kind of thing with this plant. This is a beautiful plant that will grow invisibly, inconceivably. It's growing even as we sit in London. We don't know where our creeper has reached right now. It's probably crossed the heavenly planets, going beyond. So just trace it out. Follow that path from there. It goes through. You can see all the other Vaikuntha planets all around in the Paravyoma, in the spiritual world. The 400 Narayan forms of the Lord are seated there. So the Bhakti Lata moves. It doesn't need any material fuel. Srila Prabhupada says, it doesn't need any material shelter, because a devotional creeper, being spiritual energy, rests only upon spirit, not upon matter. And Prabhupada gives a purport to that and says that this means that devotional service cannot be applied to anything material. It applies only to Krishna, which means that you can't say that I'm doing bhakti for some demigod, or I'm doing bhakti for my society, my community, my country. The word bhakti or devotional service can apply only to Krishna and to nobody else. So therefore, it can't take shelter on anything material, no planet of the material world. And it grows and enters into the spiritual world, penetrates the viraja, and even goes past the Vaikuntha planets to the center, to the Goloka Vrindavan planet, which is shown there with the largest lotus. And there in the Viraja planet, in the Goloka Vrindavan planet, Krishna Charana Kalpa Vrikshe Kore Arohana. Then it goes to the lotus feet of Krishna, which is like a desire tree. So our Bhakti Lata, the devotional creeper, is headed there to the lotus feet of Krishna. And once it reaches the lotus feet of Krishna, Kore Arohana, starts climbing. This is the ultimate shelter of our devotional creeper. Taha vistarita hana phale prema phala iharamali seche nitya shravanadi jala. Now, having reached the lotus feet of Krishna, the creeper doesn't stop growing. It luxuriantly again continues to expand and grow. And as it grows at the lotus feet of Krishna, it produces a very delicious fruit. What is that fruit called? Avocado or mango? What is that fruit? Anyone? Krishna Prema. You don't get it in Tesco, but you will get it here in Radha Gokulananda temple. So this is the fruit of Krishna Prema. This fruit, it sprouts and it's there at the lotus feet of Krishna. And even though our devotional creeper has reached the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu offers a word of caution. The watering process must go on. And Srila Prabhupada says, even if a devotee becomes very exalted, if he ceases to water the devotional creeper, then he will commit an offense and fall down from devotional service. So even though our creeper may have reached the lotus feet of Krishna, and even though it may have produced the fruit of love of Godhead, the hearing and chanting process must never be given up. So whether we are neophytes or whether we are very, very advanced devotees, the hearing and chanting process must go on. And this is fundamentally a very important point. Those who are in other spiritual processes like jnana or karma or so on, they may also utilize the process of bhakti. The impersonalists, for example, may also use the process of kirtan and japa. They also worship the deity. But their understanding of the holy name and of the deities is mistaken. They don't understand the absolute nature of the holy name and the deity. And they use them rather as stepping stones, as a means to an end. And when they think that they have been liberated, then they dispense with the holy name, the deity, and so on. But in devotional service, it's not like that. The process of hearing and chanting is the means and also the end. In other words, there is never a time when a devotee will stop hearing and chanting about Krishna. Even after reaching Goloka Vrindavan, the hearing and chanting process will continue. So sitting here in London, our devotional creeper has grown and reached the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. It has produced the fruit of Krishna Prem. And we continue to hear and chant about Krishna. We never stop that. But then Mahaprabhu cautions, Yadi Vaishnava Aparadha Uthe Hati Mata Upade Va Chinde Tara Shukhi Jaye Pata. If, however, the devotee commits an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, then that devotional creeper will dry up. Shukhi Jaye Pata, its leaves and so on will dry up. One will lose taste for Krishna consciousness. The quickest way to lose taste in Krishna consciousness, there are many ways, but the fastest way to lose taste for Krishna consciousness is to offend a devotee. So one has to be very careful. It's called the mad elephant offense, Hati Mata. So then Mahaprabhu cautions and Srila Prabhupada elaborates on this in the purport. So one must always protect oneself. One should protect one's devotional creeper. How should one protect it? Tate male jatna kori kore avarana aparadha hastira jayche nahay udgama. The gardener must defend the creeper by fencing it all around so that the powerful elephant of offenses may not enter. So what is the process of fencing? We see here in the gardens of the Bhaktivedanta Manor, the newly planted trees all have fences. Have you noticed that? So our devotees who are doing the gardening seva are doing a good job. They are protecting the plants very nicely. Because here we have many types of wildlife that come in. You have the geese and ducks and hedgehogs and various other animals and birds that come in, and they may destroy the fledgling plant, the tender plant. So it needs to be covered by a fence. So similarly, the devotional creeper that's growing in our heart also needs to be fenced. What is that fence? Any guesses? What is the fence with which we should cover our devotion? Oh, you're cheating. You don't look into them. Looking into the iPhone. So without looking into that, can you tell me which is that fence? Say that again? Absolutely. Maybe one Mahaprasad sweet should go there. The association of pure devotees especially. We should never give up the association of devotees of the Lord. At any cost. we should continue association. Because if we don't associate with devotees, we will necessarily associate with non-devotees. Prabhupada says in the purport, man is a social animal. We need association. If we do not associate with devotees, then we will associate with non-devotees. And in the association of non-devotees, we will offend the devotees. How is that? We will give up the instructions that we have received from the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada makes some interesting comment here. I want to read a sentence or two from the purport. Quote, even if one thinks that there are many pseudo-devotees or non-devotees in the Krishna Consciousness Society, still one should stick to the society. If one thinks the society's members are not pure devotees, one can keep direct company with the spiritual master, and if there is any doubt, one should consult the spiritual master. In other words, even if one thinks, one shouldn't think like that, but even for some reason, if one thinks like that, one should still not give up the association of devotees. One should continue to associate with devotees, because that is the fence that will protect our devotional creeper. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes on to say, Kintu jodi latara shange uthe upashakha, bhukti mukti bancha jato asankha taro lekha. Sometimes unwanted creepers, such as the creepers of desires for material enjoyment and liberation from the material world, grow along with the creeper of devotional service. The varieties of such unwanted creepers are unlimited. Now, anyone who has done gardening knows, or agriculture, that along with the plant that the seed that you sow or the plant that grows therefrom, there are many other weeds that may grow. And the weeds usually suffocate the main plant. So you have to pull out the weeds. It's called de-weeding. Any gardeners here? Anyone doing gardening seva? Whether at home or here, yes? You have to do de-weeding. Yeah, you have to take out the weeds. Yes? That's a very important thing. And what happens if you don't take out the weeds? Yes, they extract the minerals and the nutrition from the soil, and the main plant is deprived of that nutrition. You see, the weeds are like bullies. You know, they don't let you. There's some, you know, the children in school, there's some food is prasadam. The bullies will edge out the other kids and they will grab the prasadam for themselves. So the weeds are like that. They bully the main plant and they get all the nutrition, and the main plant can't get any nutrition. So all these other creepers that arise in the heart, apart from the bhakti lata beej, they also derive nutrition from the hearing and chanting. Srila Prabhupada explains that the bhakti lata beej is only one type of beej or seed that is there in our heart. Because of many years of association with the material world, we have many other seeds in our heart too. We have the karma bija, the jnana bija, the seeds of material desires, many varieties of material desires. So within our heart we have many, many seeds. And the seed of devotional service is only one. And now we are trying to nourish that one seed by watering it with the process of hearing and chanting. But incidentally, these other seeds also derive nourishment from this nutrition. So they also start growing. And then they suffocate the real plant of bhakti lata. And then what happens is, because they resemble the main plant, if you're not an experienced gardener, you don't know which are the weeds and which is the main plant. So similarly, as these weeds start growing, we don't realize which is the devotional creeper and which is not. So Mahaprabhu says, the experienced gardener must be pulled out. The experienced gardener will pull out these unwanted creepers. But you must know which are the unwanted and which is the bhakti lata. You shouldn't pull out the bhakti lata and leave the weeds in the heart. So you must distinguish. So what are some of these non-devotional creepers that are in the heart? I'll just read the translation to save time. Some unnecessary creepers growing within the bhakti creeper are the creepers of behavior unacceptable for those trying to attain perfection, like violation of the four regulative principles, for example. Diplomatic behavior, that means duplicitous behavior. Animal killing, mundane profiteering, mundane adoration, and mundane importance. All these are unwanted creepers. If one does not distinguish between the bhakti lata creeper and the other creepers, the sprinkling of water is misused because the other creepers are nourished while the bhakti lata creeper is curtailed. As soon as an intelligent devotee sees an unwanted creeper growing beside the original creeper, he must cut it down instantly. Then the real creeper, the bhakti lata, grows nicely, returns home, back to Godhead, and seeks shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. When the fruit of devotional service becomes ripe and falls down, the gardener tastes the fruit and thus takes advantage of the creeper and reaches the desired tree of the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. There the devotee serves the lotus feet of Krishna, which are compared to a wish-fulfilling tree. With great bliss, he tastes the juice of the fruit of love and becomes eternally happy. To taste the fruit of devotional service in Goloka Vrindavan is the highest perfection of life. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Bhakti Lata Devotional Creeper Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions, Maharaj? Any comments you would like to make? Yes, Uttam Shila Prabhu. Yeah, actually for shortage of time I didn't dwell upon it. Actually this is the topic for a complete seminar of many hours. Of course the primary weeds are mentioned here. Bhukti, mukti are the two primary weeds. Bhukti means material enjoyment. Mukti means the desire for liberation, especially impersonal liberation. So the moment you have these desires, the seeds for these desires are there in the heart from so many lives. They will also start growing. So we have to be cautious that we do not fall prey to these things. And nishiddhachar, behavior that is unacceptable for a devotee, say for example the violation of the four regulative principles. So we avoid doing these things. So pulling out of the devotional creeper means avoidance of these things. Kutinati. Kutinati is duplicitous behavior. You say one thing, you do another thing, you think a third thing. See? Not being straightforward. This is kutinati, duplicitous behavior. Then there is also puja labh pratishtha. Puja means material profiteering. Puja means mundane adoration. Labh means mundane profiteering. Pratishtha means, you know, mundane distinction. You want name, fame in this world. So when we get into devotional service, we may find, well, I have so many facilities at my disposal. Or when we think, well, now people are calling me, you know, Prabhuji or Maharaj or whatever it is, and before I became a devotee, nobody called me these titles, and now people respect me, and we may start thinking that getting respect is actually my right as a devotee. And well, I'm becoming senior after all. I'm senior to the other devotee, and therefore that devotee should respect me. So I start expecting it as a matter of right. And I think that is devotional service. Then that is what I need. Then that is what it's all about. That you become senior and then you're respected, and then so that's a devotional, the non-devotional creeper, the weeds. When I start thinking of the respect that I deserve from others as my right, so then immediately the vigilant devotee has to think, oh, what am I thinking? No, that's not right. I shouldn't be demanding respect from anybody. That is not Krishna consciousness. Respect may come, but it's not my, I shouldn't consider it my due. I have to be very careful. So a devotee has to be introspective and honest to see when these weeds are growing in the heart and learn to pull them out like that by judicious discrimination. Okay, so these are just a few points. But there are many instructive purports here. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's purports also have been quoted by Prabhupada here.